Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
What is on your mind? Let's let her rip, ladies and gentlemen, on the program we call What's On Your Mind for a really important reason. You keep the music right there, man. I need the music today. Feed me the music, ladies and gentlemen. And we'll have a little BB King, too, because the rest of his soul, BB, has left the planet Earth.
BB.
Todd, see there, you're starting it already.
I know.
You're obsessed with the bees.
I know, well...
B.B. King would have to go do that to us, wouldn't he?
Yeah. You saw the picture of our lineup waiting to get on the air every single call yesterday. Bees.
Yeah, we had B-Gate yesterday on the program, and you know what? It was on the minds of listeners, so that's okay, that's fine. Little B.B. King should be here for you. Exactly. Anyway, welcome to the program we call What's On Your Mind, and we call it that for a very simple reason. We want to know what's on your mind. So whatever it is that has you concerned today, and it could be anything, ladies and gentlemen. Prime example, we had a call a few days ago from a woman up in Beulah by the name of Susan, and she was perplexed about the increase in her premium for flood insurance, as an example. And she sent us a neat little note last night. She said, I called last Friday morning regarding the drastic change in my flood insurance in Beulah and the lack of assistance and information from my mortgage lender, realtor, or current flood insurance company. I'm happy to report that Heidi from Superior Insurance not only followed up with my concern, she had an answer. Less than 24 hours after reviewing the paperwork, she worked with my current flood insurance company to lower my yearly premium from around $1,650 to about $950. This has taken an enormous amount of stress away from me, and I'm very grateful. Heidi did this with no stake in the claim. She showed professionalism and a true willingness to help. Thank you, Heidi. To me, you embody the true North Dakota way. I also want to thank you at What's On Your Mind for listening to me and taking the time for me to air my concern when it seemed like no one else would. Your program makes a difference. Thanks again. Sincerely, Susan in Beulah. Now, isn't that amazing? Now, by the way, we had a number of people reach out right away and say, hey, how can I help? And Susan obviously connected with Heidi, which is fantastic. But to Heidi from Superior Insurance and the others that said, hey, give me that woman's name. I'll help. Anyway, I can't. We actually had an insurance agent in Beulah call and offer to help as well, and Heidi was already helping. So, but I we're family here. That's neat. I raise this because, and by the way, we understand, and you know Heidi, right, Todd? You know Heidi from Superior Insurance?
Yes.
She sent us a follow-up note that evidently there's some issues here where she has suggested that the insurance commissioner's office require some continuing education on flood insurance because of problems like this. So not only did we take care of Susan's problem in Beulah and address that, but also we've uncovered an issue for everybody that's purchasing flood insurance that needs to be dealt with out there as well. So the reason I bring that up is not to pat ourselves on the back. We appreciate very much the very nice note from Susan and Beulah. And not every day you get to hear your program makes a difference. Thank you for that, but we weren't trying to be self-serving in the promotion. It's just to say, if you have an issue that you think deserves a little sunshine, a little disinfectant, that's the best disinfectant, you know. Sunshine. Light on the situation. That's what we're here for. We're happy to help whatever it is. So I appreciate that very much.
Governor and Heidi's not done either. I mean, she's still continuing to help. So
Yeah.
She said in her follow-up. So it's like, wow. I mean, that's fantastic. Talk about above and beyond.
Exactly. And Governor Jack Dalrymple is going to be on the program today. If you have a question for him, he'll be at the bottom of the hour. And welcome your calls, questions, or comments for him. In our 10 o'clock hour today, I thought it might be a good idea to find out which presidential candidate has your attention. And I don't want it to be a I hate Jeb Bush fest or I hate Hillary Clinton. I want to know who you're for and why. Because there's so many candidates, on the Republican side anyway. Obviously, on the Democratic side, it's pretty much what? Hillary and Elizabeth Warren and that crazy Bernie Sanders. See, there I go. Now I'm doing what I didn't want you to do.
See?
But who are you for and why is my question, okay, in the race. And I'm just kind of curious. I want to take the temperature of the greatest audience in all of radio land. The What's on Your Mind audience. So be thinking about that a little bit. We'll do that some in the 10 o'clock hour today on the program, and I'm looking forward to that, okay? We're brought to you in part today by the North Dakota Petroleum Council. Another weekend means another round of the Pick Up the Patch efforts, which is really a neat deal. I think it's the best of neighborliness, really, about being a good neighbor, you know? And so oil and gas companies organize these efforts, and they help clean up the community, so it's kind of cool. And you can find a whole list of them and where you can participate online. There's a new round happening all the time at NorthDakotaOilCan.com. NorthDakotaOilCan.com. Bring you this hour of the program. To weigh in and tell us what's on your mind, whatever that might be, 800-228-0550, 800-228-0550, or studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. Mike and Taylor, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Hey, Mike.
Hey, how's it going, Scott?
Good. What's the best burger in Taylor? If I wanted, is there a little cafe in Taylor?
No, sir. There's not. We got there's a bar, not, though.
You got a bar? There's not a. So, what are they? Frozen pizza?
Yeah, pretty much.
I love burger bars. They're usually pretty darn good. But no little cafe left in Taylor, huh? God darn it, anyway. Yeah.
No, we got the essentials: a bank, a bar, and a nursery.
There you go. I love it. All right. Well, we're in search of the best burger in addition to the best pie all across North Dakota. And I don't recall asking anyone about Taylor before, but now I know. What's on your mind? Why are you calling us?
Well, you ask about the candidates, and I would like to see Scott Walker get it. The reason why is the strength that he's shown over there in Wisconsin for doing all the reforms with the unions and getting things straightened out with their budget. He reminds me a lot of Ronald Reagan, and I think that's what we're needing right now. I think we need somebody strong that's just going to go out there and get the job done.
That's a good reason to like Scott Walker. I've met him once, and he's very, what's the word? He's not like a politician, you know. He's almost like sort of what's the best word I could use to describe him? Just sort of timid almost. I was really surprised. You know, but kind of quiet confidence, So maybe timid's the wrong word. I mean, it wasn't like he was, cowering in the corner or anything. But usually, the politicians are glad-handing and smiling and slapping backs. So he's not that type, but sort of the quiet confidence. And, I'm with you. I mean, to me, first of all, he did tough stuff in Wisconsin, without question. And then, the guy's been elected three times because of the recall election. That's no small deal in a red state in Wisconsin, right?
Exactly. That's a real big deal. That should tell a lot of people a lot about him.
Yeah, an executive. Somebody that's done it. Because one thing I'm a little weary of is people who say they can do it, right? Don't tell me, show me. And he showed people. So.
Oh, yeah.
I think you got a good one there, I think. Yeah. Who do you like and why? So Mike tells us he likes Scott Walker, and he tells us why. So. Mike didn't want to wait. We were going to talk about that next hour, but that's whatever you want to talk about. We ask, what's on your mind? 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. I want to talk to Patricia in West Fargo because she's next on the list, but Manny is busy schmoozing it up with her. How did Manny do in answering the call today, Patricia? Was he kind and helpful and everything for you?
I think he was a little perplexed.
He was a little perplexed? Well, that's usually me. He's usually the one that's, steady hand at the wheel. I'm the one that's perplexed. But what's on your mind today?
Well, you just recently talked this morning about some sort of bid that was passed behind closed doors in the public meeting. And under the open business, open meeting laws, those are supposed to be aired for the public to be aware of and put discussion in on. And the phrase that you used by the people who did this was that it was a controversial issue. That's why they did it in special meeting. They adjourn for a special meeting, and then they did all this stuff instead of bringing it back to the public. And I think it would be nice if our school systems would help our students understand, in preparation for being adults, what the open meeting laws are about, so that our voices as citizens who are electing these officials know what's going on, and that we can monitor them more closely so this kind of stuff does not happen.
Yeah, and I don't remember the story you're talking about specifically. Do you remember which organization was accused of violating the open meeting laws?
It was about a bid.
About a bid.
Okay. And
but to your larger point, Patricia, I mean, understanding the open meeting laws is a very, you know, it is complex. And there are rules on when they can be, in private or executive session, as they call it. But you've challenged us appropriately on maybe inviting Wayne Stengel, who's going to be looking at this. Hang tight. We'll talk about it on the other side of the break.
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Welcome to Soybean Minute. Now, here's Diana Biedelsbacher.
More than 800 soy-based products have been developed since 1990, many with your checkoff support. Last year, manufacturers added 33 more, including 5 bestsellers. The Samsung Galaxy S5 box and manual are printed with soy ink, which eliminates the use of 30 tons of petroleum solvent each year. Ugreen Soya NAF-ULEF particle board uses soy-based resin with no formaldehyde, enabling you to breathe easier. Plastic composites by Premix, made with a soy-based thermoset resin, may soon reduce the weight of planes, cars, and farm equipment. Home Products Corporation developed Echo Silencer, an acoustical underlayment for laminate and wood floor installation, and Dacon Graffiti Begone Gel removes the toughest stains from masonry surfaces. For information about the many commercial uses of soybeans, log on to ndsoybean.org.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
First International Bank and Trust knows that dreams make life worth living. So let's dream. Let's worry less about money. Let's have more moments being in the moment. Let's live first. With free checking and convenient online and mobile banking, you can focus on things that money can't buy.
Happy birthday!
Open an account today at livefirstmobile.com. Member FDIC.
Scott Hillen here to tell you about my pals at S&S Motors in Watford City. I bought a great truck, got a great deal. You can too. They have clearance pricing every day at S&S Motors, Watford City. Internet specials every day at snsmotorsinc.com. Call Brent or Tim. They'll take care of you. Pre-owned 4x4, great deals. New Fords and Chevys too, and they'll bring it to you. Full service shops with four techs. They can handle any and all of your repairs and vehicle maintenance. Just call Sonia, 701-444-2341. Online, snsmotorsinc.com. S&S Motors, Watford City.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929.
This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007. And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237. 6-2-2-3-7, extension 129.
Boy, we had a great time yesterday at Braun Intertech, and they told us after the program their phone is ringing with all kinds of folks interested in the career opportunities, specifically geotechnical engineers and field technicians, the construction materials tech folks, and so we appreciate that. Love doing those. We did one recently, too, up at the Polar Service Center up in Kildare in our Best Places to Work tour, and it's a vast audience, and it's a good, unique way for companies to stand out a little bit in the ongoing quest to hire employees. But we appreciate that, and we appreciate you very much as well, and those of you that are taking the time to respond to the advertisements on the program. That makes a big difference. I mean, the advertisers you hear all day, every day on the radio stations you hear this program, you patronize them and you keep programs like this going. I mean, we keep getting phone calls about the telephone number for the Slim Roast Coffee is a prime example. In fact, Dave Jordan up in Grand Forks, who has this product, called me and said, "What the heck are you doing? My phone is ringing like crazy." I said, "Well, that's what we do for a living. We advertise." "We're advertising your product. That's what you wanted us to do, right?" "Oh, my gosh. Never had anything like that work like this ever." And 10 phone calls 1 minute after you're doing the ad. So radio gets results, as we say. Talk to your radio advertising representative and go to town. And if you want coffee that can help you drop a few pounds, the all-new, all-natural Slim Roast Weight Loss Coffee is waiting for you. And they're sending out free samples if you call 877-383-6054 or go to slimroast.com, slimroast.com. I'm going to say that number one more time because we get a zillion calls the last few days. What was that number again? 877-383-6054 or slimroast.com. Okay. So Patricia West Fargo, confused about the open meetings laws. And Patricia, here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to take your comments as a challenge to invite Wayne Stengem, who very often gets asked to litigate these things or mediate these things or, review whether or not a county commission or a city council or a school board has done this. Leads me to believe that we have some real issues on the awareness of what the open meetings laws are. I'm also going to say something a bit controversial. I think our law is it needs some tweaking, and that isn't controversial because what name a law that doesn't. But here's one example. If we're hiring a university president, I think it should be okay for part of that process to be closed. Now, at one point, you got to come out and say, here's who the candidates are, the final candidates, here's who they are, whatever. I mean, I don't want all of that to be, behind closed doors. But I think there's, in other words, if I am the president of the University of Minnesota, for instance, and I'm actually interested in applying for the job at the Wilson State College, for instance, which would shock the academic world, right? The second I apply for that job, it's public information because of North Dakota's rules, prevents candidates. We had a fair share of issues with university presidents in the great state of North Dakota. I think part of it is our pool is pretty low. Our pool is low, and part of the reason the pool is low is for that reason. So, for instance, that ought to be, I think there should be more occasions when you're with the proper reasons allowed to do some things behind closed doors. Just imagine if your business, for instance, had to decide who to hire and fire completely 100% transparent with all of your employees weighing in. Now, you're going to say, well, that's different because it's public money. I get that. I'm just saying there ought to be some rules so there needs to be some tweaks. But at least school board members, city council members, county commission members, anybody that is covered by this law ought to know it backwards and forwards, and they don't right now because there's way too many violations. It's a problem. It's one of the reasons that Wayne Stengem, the attorney general, I learned recently, is getting a group of folks together to take a look at all of that, which I think is a very good idea. We'll invite him on the program to talk about the process in the very near future to get to the bottom of that. Does that make sense, Patricia?
Yeah, it does. Actually, I think what would help is if maybe the people that were involved in this bidding thing could be on the line with you as well, because I really don't understand how they pulled that one off.
Did you remember where that was?
No, I just heard it on your program this morning, and
I'm an advocate for being involved in government, you know, as a public citizen and a voter. And I find a lot of people say, well, I really can't do nothing about it. Yes, you can. Go to public meetings, participate, at least by listening. And if you have an opinion, share it. That's your right as a citizen. But most people stay at home and then throw their arms up in the air and say, well, there's nothing I can do about it. Yes, you can.
You sure can. Absolutely. And I'll do some digging and find out which one that is on the bidding thing. We'll use that as an example when we invite Mr. Stengem on the program. We'll invite him today, okay?
That would be lovely. The other thing is, if people are looking for a good form of entertainment and education, please go to public meetings. They're very informative, and it's better to be there as a participant rather than to hear about it later in the news.
Patricia, God bless you. I wish more people would take that on. I really do, because you can affect the change. You can affect change the easiest, the closer you are to it, right? School board, city commission, county commission, and people don't go to the meetings. Now, I think the vast majority of the time, those folks, you know, you elect them, and they go there with your best interest in mind, but not always. Pay attention. Go to the meetings. I agree with you completely. Bob in Valley City, what's on your mind?
Yeah, one thing you could ask the Attorney General is why are there no penalties for violation of open meeting laws?
Yeah, that's the other thing that's a little odd, because all they really end up doing is what, recreating the meeting, I think, or something, right? And then
it's just like when you're in violation of not having your property values at 97%, but there's, you know, it's against the law. But no one prosecutes anyone. And another thing is, you should ask Mr. Stengem is, why isn't, see, you go to an open meeting, you're invited, the public's welcome, but if whoever's running that meeting doesn't want to hear from you, they can tell you to sit down and shut up, and you don't have any recourse. It's the opinion of the Attorney General of North Dakota that if you come to a public meeting, like, say, a city commission meeting, you can sit there and listen, but you don't have the right to speak unless they allow you to speak. And that needs to be changed. You can.
I don't know how you would do that. I mean, in other words, most of the meetings I've seen to say, okay, you know, set a time limit. We want to get everybody in. You don't want somebody to dominate the meeting, but to say nobody's speaking, or not have a public hearing where anybody can speak, I would agree with you. I don't know how you legislate that or you put a law there, but it's a good question. We'll add that to the list of questions. It's been a while since we've had Wayne on, so we're due. Matt, make sure you remind me. We also need to, and I promise we'll do this next week, tackle the whole property tax thing as well. We need like a little town hall gathering with a number of different folks on that issue. Dedicate the whole 2 hours on the property tax valuation and property tax rates as well. So we'll do it. Coming up.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Watford City. We're not the same, we're better. We're a growing community, a changing business climate, and the great minds behind the vision for our future. We're engineers and doctors, entrepreneurs and artists, ranchers, roughnecks, bankers, pastors, and every dream in between. We're students from all 50 states and over 20 different countries, the teachers committed to their education, and the parents who love them. We're the leaders of 4-H clubs, a daughter's dance instructor, a son's hockey coach, and the fans in the stands cheering them on. We're Watford City, and we are neighbors, newcomers, fifth-generation stewards of the land, and many more yet to arrive. We're big plans made and challenges met. Big dreams, big risk, and big success stories. We're Watford City, and we're busy building our home. And we're not the same. We're better. Come see for yourself or find out more at voicesofwatford.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light Systems system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610. Based on actual cases, results may vary. Not a solicitation for legal services.
Top of the hour, rolling on with What's On Your Mind. Back to the open phone section of the program after our conversation with our next guest, the governor of the great state of North Dakota, Governor Jack Dalrymple, on our newsmaker line for another of our talk radio town halls today on the program. Governor, how are you?
I'm great, Scott. Good to hear your voice.
You as well. And by the way, I want to give a plug for the fact that you are going to be part of the festivities next Thursday at the PetroServe USA corporate headquarters grand opening, 1 o'clock Thursday, West Fargo. Of course, it isn't every day that businesses open up brand-new headquarters where they move over from Minnesota to a better business climate in North Dakota, but I bet you like that, a little event next Thursday, huh?
Well, we always like to see that, Scott. We don't put up billboards, trying to pull people over from Moorhead, but we do encourage people to learn about the advantages of doing business in North Dakota, and a lot of people are doing that.
Absolutely. So that's one that got a little attention when they announced the move, but the actual official grand opening of a beautiful corporate headquarters there, Ken Satring and the crew over there have done a very nice job of getting that rolling, and I've had a chance to get a little sneak peek tour, but it's fun, so I know folks will enjoy seeing you there next Thursday, 1 o'clock for the grand opening. Should be fun. So we
haven't
chatted.
Fun, and those guys, too, Scott, as you know, have done a fantastic job of promoting blended fuels over the years and, have really done a great job of helping us be really on the leading edge in the country in terms of using ethanol, and so they're real leaders in the field.
They are indeed. Yeah, that's for sure. In fact, you're right by the Capitol there. You can fill up and get your choice of E15 or a few other blends. They give you the choice right at the pump, so it's a great deal. The PetroServe USA location.
Yep.
We have not had a chance to visit with you since the legislative session wrapped up. So let's start there. What are your impressions on the recently completed session?
Well, I think it was an outstanding legislative session. We will always read about how it was the session where the oil revenues changed in midstream. From the time that I proposed my budget last fall to January, we had a big drop in oil, and that required a very significant adjustment in our forecasting and in our budgeting. But I think the legislature did a really good job of making those adjustments, and at the end of the day, we were still able to do most of the things we wanted to do, which is invest in infrastructure, reduce taxes, and take care of our education and human services funding. And that makes it a successful session as far as I'm concerned. And, you know, it's important that even though we have a dip in commodity prices, that the state of North Dakota continues to move forward.
I hear a lot of people say, you know what, because of, you know, this budget stabilization fund and the various, you know, reserve funds, that we weathered this storm pretty good despite a dramatic drop in the revenue. But, boy, next session, it's going to be a heck of a lot tougher if revenue stays at this level. Do you agree with that assessment? Is there going to be a much heavier lift if oil prices stay in the neighborhood of where they are now next session?
Well, oil prices alone, will not create a huge problem for us because 95% of those revenues are flowing into trust funds, reserve funds, and really, you know, things for the long, long haul. We really don't rely on them for our ongoing general fund spending. So far, all of the regular general fund revenue types, like sales tax revenue, income tax revenue, you know, really don't show any signs of dropping off badly. And I think it's just a testament to the fact that, you know, the economy of our state as a whole is very strong. And we are doing well in a number of industries. And no one industry is going to knock us off the track.
However, you know, again, assuming if we're having this conversation 2 years from today about the price of oil, obviously nobody knows, and it's inching back up, and that's a great thing right now. But I guess what I hear people saying is, wow, if we stayed in that turbulent, you know, time for a 2 year period, for instance, then you would start to have some dramatic impact on the sales and the income side from the drop in oil prices long term. Then it would be a problem. Is that not a worry?
Well, you know, you can worry about anything that you want to worry about, I guess. You know, I don't see that, you know, that's what's going to happen. I really believe that the oil companies understand that we're in a cyclical dip here and, you know, supply and demand balance will be reestablished probably around the end of this year. And they're going to continue to develop the Bakken because it is so productive. It is a high producing formation, probably the best in North America. And you know, we're going to be continuing to develop it really regardless. Now, could it have been, you know, even more amazing at $90 or $100 oil? Yes, of course. But we never really banked on that in the first place. So I think the legislature has really done a good job over the last 6 years of being very conservative about our, you know, reliance on oil revenues.
Governor Jack Dalrymple, our guest today on the program. As always, we give our listeners an opportunity to ask him questions or comments. And we said on Facebook this week, you got a question for the governor. Go ahead and send us one. And Curtis says, here's the question. We are a state whose economy is heavily dependent on commodities, all of which we export. We're blessed beyond measure to have them all, but as is the nature of the commodity world, commodity prices swing wildly. Question, is North Dakota doing enough to diversify its economy, whether through vertically integrated businesses tied to commodities or in completely non-commodity-linked industries and businesses?
The answer is yes. Over the last 15 years, Scott, we have virtually transformed the balance of our state economy in North Dakota. We did at one time, you know, used to be heavily, heavily dependent on commodity prices. But in the last 15 years, our technology sector has really taken off. And we have fantastic software and hardware companies that are expanding in North Dakota, providing great jobs that have nothing to do with commodities. We also have an incredibly vibrant advanced manufacturing sector. And we are, you know, seeing expansions by Deere, Caterpillar, Bobcat Corporation. They find North Dakota to be a great place to manufacture. So those are changes in our, you know, fundamental economic base. And a lot of people don't notice that, perhaps if they live in the central or western part of the state. You know, they don't see, you know, with their own eyes the expansion of these businesses. But that has a lot to do with the fact that our economy is strong throughout the entire state.
By the way, that question comes from Curtis Junt, who said, say hello to the governor from me. He probably won't remember, but I was a young WBI MDU Resources pipeline engineer that worked with him to get natural gas service to the Dakota Pasta Plant around the early 90s. Best regards, he says.
Oh, my gosh. That really is going back a ways. And
1992. So Curtis says hi.
Yeah, great. Great. Thank you.
Let's talk about Heimdall, North Dakota. You were up there recently, obviously, taking a look at the situation. I've noticed some interesting contrast between Castleton and Heimdall. Obviously, both derailments, both the things we don't want to see happen. But the Hess folks have reported that the vapor pressure was below the new state regulation, and there was noticeable differences between the fire size or, you know, lack of explosion for the most part at Heimdall compared to Castleton, and yet it was the same rail car. What do you make of that?
Well, they were 1232s, Scott, and you know, that is the newer style car, but they were not jacketed, which means they did not have a thermal insulating jacket on them, which will now be the new standard as of about a month ago. I do think that car performed better. It does not crack open as easily. The fire was less. The vapor pressure of that crude oil was 10.8 pounds per square inch. And, you know, it's very, very hard to say, you know, what factor made the difference. I think, you know, even the experts would not, you know, point to any one thing and say, well, that's why it was a smaller fire. But we know that, you know, the reasonable vapor pressure and the newer style car did make a difference. And if we can get the all new equipment coming very quickly, which I believe it will, we would have a thermal insulated jacket on that car, and we would also have a high capacity relief valve. And that would really make even more difference in terms of preventing the kind of explosions that we saw at Castleton. So it is an improving situation.
About a minute left here before our break, but I do want to ask you if you agree with folks who say it's an argument for more pipelines. I mean, a lot of people said, you know, accidents like this are going to happen. There's a lot of oil on the rail, and we need more pipelines. Agree with that?
Well, yes. I usually start by talking about, you know, the pipeline, you know, solution first, because it is the real, permanent, and true solution to the issue. And we've got a lot coming. Sandpiper is 250,000 barrels. Energy Transfer, which would go at east to Illinois, is 450,000. And Upland, which is coming, will go to Canada and then east. That's 150,000. That covers, you know, potentially every barrel of oil that's being shipped by rail. So clearly, our emphasis is on, you know, moving these pipeline projects forward as fast as possible, and they're coming soon.
Short break, back with more with our guest, Governor Jack Dalrymple, on the program today. 800-228-0550. If you have a question or comment, a couple more by Facebook to share with the governor, too. Stay tuned for that coming up.
Listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
PetroServe USA. When you want to gas up, grab a snack, get on your way.
PetroServe USA makes everyone a winner with their $10,000 giveaway. Register to win 100 $100 gift cards given away while you share a 4-for-4 with the family. Hot Stuff Pizza, 20-ounce drink, and two cookies for just $4. At PetroServe USA, everyone is a winner. PetroServe USA, helping America feel better.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature and expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
North Dakota and Minnesota's leading steel building contractor is Evercorp Building Systems. Jesse Everett, the owner, is on the phone with us. Jesse, I need a shop, an office, and a warehouse all in one. Can you take care of me?
Absolutely.
How long does the design process take?
3 weeks, and you've got your blueprints.
How long is delivery going to take?
We guarantee delivery in 4 weeks.
And when am I moving in?
We're going to have that building built in 90 days.
Tell me about the quality. What goes into an Evercorp building?
All North American-made steel. We tend to put big foundations under them that are engineered by local engineers that understand the conditions, and we tend to overdo it.
How do you price this so I get the best bang for my buck, Jesse?
We use 39 plants across the U.S. That's factory direct, which means you get the best price.
Jesse, you sold me. How do I reach you to talk about my next building project?
Just call me, 612-282-9922.
Or online at evercourtbuildingsystems.com. Thanks, Jesse.
Thank you.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, my name is DeRay. Suffering from migraines, having Botox injections in my head and neck to alleviate pain, costing $1,500 out of my pocket. I discovered Dr. Ortman and Gentle Touch Chiropractic Adjustment called NUCA. I'm migraine-free since my first adjustment. Thanks for giving me my life back, Dr. Ortman. I wish they prescribed you instead of Botox.
Thanks, DeRay. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the solution. We design a nutritional supplement program the body can handle and actually absorb, providing nutrients targeting the problem area. Between NUCA and nutrition, we will have you on the road to a faster and more permanent recovery. Look us up on the web at drwortman.com or call 952-303-9124. Let us help you feel better faster. Wellspring Spinal Care at 952-303-9124. Again, that's 952-303-9124. Or on the web at drortman.com.
We're back on What's on Your Mind. Well, B.B. King bumper music today. B.B. King died early this morning at the age of 89 years young. How about that? Back with our final segment with Governor Jack Dalrymple on the program today on What's on Your Mind, 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. I mentioned we had some questions by Facebook for you, and somebody's asking if you plan to call the legislature back into session to deal with the PERS situation. Do we know, since that issue was not settled yet, the outcome on what that means, or if they need to be called back in to settle that budget situation for PERS?
Well, I think basically we're waiting for an opinion to come out of the Attorney General's office that will tell us whether there's any reason, you know, why PERS could not operate, you know, without a specific bill passed. And the reason for that, Scott, is that the PERS itself, the Public Employees Retirement System, has what they call a continuing appropriation, which means that the contributions that they receive from employees for the pension fund come in steadily, and they have a continuing authority to spend those funds, you know, day in and day out. They also have a very clearly defined mission in the Century Code, permanent law, that says what they're supposed to do with the money. So the question is, you know, can they operate business as usual? And the Attorney General is going to produce an opinion to answer that question. So that's the first step, and then after that, you know, we'll see if anything needs to be done.
Real serious question here. I'm not sure if Phil Parker inspired this or not, because he's usually good for these, but Andrew wants to know what your favorite thing to eat is at Famous Dave's.
At Famous Dave's?
Yeah.
Well, you know, I'm a ribs lover, and
who isn't,
I usually go for baby back ribs, and I always have a hard time deciding, you know, which sauce to order, because I kind of like them all.
I'm with you. Although I forget the names, but sweet and sassy, I think, or something's right up there. I had lunch there yesterday. They have a new urban taco now at Famous Dave's. So now you know, Andrew, you found out ribs. That's the old stalwart. The issue of the updating of the governor's residence was in the purview of the legislature this time around. I think they met yesterday, deciding that by December 1st they'll have a look at new designs. I know that's come up in previous sessions, and you haven't been real fond of it. What was your impression of the work by this legislative session to allocate $4 million to get that project done once and for all?
Well, I have said, Scott, that, you know, I think it is time to do something with the residents. It needs, you know, either a major investment in renovation or a new building, and I've made that pretty clear. People misunderstood a couple years ago when I said that, you know, Betsy and I felt it was, you know, very adequate for our needs. But, you know, going forward, you're going to have a variety of family sizes over time, and you have to have a place that, you know, is going to be ready to accommodate any family. I think they made the right decision. And a big part of it is that we have a trust fund that is dedicated to capital improvements, capital investments on the Capitol grounds. And that trust fund cannot be used for anything else. And the money is there. It's sitting in the fund. And that would be the top priority on the Capitol grounds. So I think it was the right decision. And, you know, all things change eventually, and there is an opportunity to really do a nice job on the residents.
How much longer do you want to live there?
You're tricking me with that question. I
never would I trick a fine guest of ours on this program.
No, yeah.
In all seriousness, last time we asked you about this, you said, "Get me through the session, and then we'll think about it." So the session's over. I mean, do you want to run for gov again?
Well, I made it clear Betsy and I are going to talk it over this summer. And, you know, when you're going through the session, you know, really that's all you're thinking about. But this summer, you know, we're going to talk it over, and we will let everybody in the world know, like, probably early this fall.
So a little time yet. Just give it a little time. Eric in Minot, last quick question for the governor. We literally have a minute left, so quick question if you would, Eric.
I just wanted to know what the petrodollar was, and are we coming off that standard, if that's a standard? I just heard someone in, talking about an oil field. I was just curious what that was.
Well, Scott, you can help me answer that. I'm not an expert on the petrodollar, we have enough trouble staying competitive internationally with the euro. As you know, the strong dollar is part of our problem with the commodity prices in North Dakota, especially ag prices. And our stuff
look at all those commodity prices, and that dollar goes up, the commodities go down, right? Not any fun. We are completely out of time, Governor. Appreciate your time very much, taking questions from the audience. Always good to catch up with you. We'll talk again soon. Take care.
Okay, Scott. Thanks a lot. Bye-bye.
Governor Jack Dalrymple on What's on Your Mind. More coming up.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Our Best Places to Work tour has taken us to Braun Intertech, and I want to tell you more about the great career opportunities that are awaiting you right now. If you're a geotechnical engineer with experience, listen up. If you're a construction materials testing technician in North Dakota, listen up. To find out about some great opportunities, go to BraunIntertech.com right now. Braun Intertech, the science you build on. These folks have been serving North Dakota with an array of geotechnical engineering, environmental consulting, and construction materials testing services for over 30 years. They're a company of over 800 employee owners, and they're growing fast in North Dakota. A scientific company in the work they do, and they are hiring right now at Braun Intertech. So again, geotechnical engineers, construction materials testing technicians, if you have experience, they need you now. That's in Bismarck, Williston, all points in between, Fargo, take your pick of where you'd like to live, and there's locations all throughout North Dakota. BraunIntertech.com, click on careers to find out more about these great opportunities. BraunIntertech.com, one of our best places to work.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms. I get it. You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.